The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
A very warm afternoon to you. Welcome. My name is Nikita Kamacha, and this is The Buzz on Cliff Central. So today I am joined by the lovely, talented Helen.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back to hang out with you today on The Buzz. The others are kind of gallivanting off. Jensu's in New York City. Jason's doing that crazy thing he does. He just runs and cycles and swims and he does that thing.
I think it's just being a part-time superhero. I think
he is actually
not telling us his secret.
And he wears his undies over his jeans. But anyway, we'll talk about that another day. That's a conversation for later. But a very exciting lineup. I'm very, very, very chuffed to be part of the show today because we've got such awesome guests in the studio and kind of a bit of a mixed bag too. We've got Singing in the Rain. Coming up with Grant Almirall, who plays Don Lockwood, the lead in the show. That's coming up at the end of the show. Then we're also going to be chatting to Timmy Clardy.
Yes, and he's back for another single. So he's going to talk about more of his music. And we're going to find out what he's been doing since the last time he was here on The Buzz.
Also, Jensu, I mentioned she's in New York City. And she got to hang out with Trevor Noah for a little bit and went and saw his show. And she's sent us some sort of updates of what's going on there and what she's been up to. So we're going to play that a little bit later on,
I think. Let's see how she's going to survive that impending storm that's coming her way.
It looks horror, man.
It really does. Shame.
They're calling it Snowmageddon. I don't know if it actually hit it in New York City. But anyway.
I'm sure she'll update us on
that. I hope she does. But without further ado, let's introduce our first guest in the studio. Awesome to have you guys here. Totally at home.
Great to be here on a Friday.
Totally at home here. We've got Spare and DJ Naves. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rocking your thing. So now you're in studios all the time. That's what you do, right?
That's correct.
Totally.
Radio, DJing, so much.
I actually was looking at the stuff that you guys have done, and it's pretty insane. You've done like fashion, DJs, music, icons. They're superheroes too.
Yeah, superheroes.
Like,
Listen, carry on. Don't let me stop you.
I was thinking like two things that I would like to see from you.
Yeah.
Possibly are like a cologne.
Okay.
That's coming, right?
No, it's been done already.
Oh, have you done it?
Where we work, it's been done already, so we're looking for something else.
Okay. Oh, like how about a fitness DVD?
Listen, don't knock it, okay?
Okay.
We'll surprise you.
But let's go back a bit everyone knows who you are, but just people who don't really know you. Let's start with you, Spare. Where did it all kind of begin? Your love for this, your love for music, your love for radio?
Kid growing up in Durban, grew up there, went to school there, and just the bug for radio hit me there, man. You know, I was a bit of a lone love. Like a loner, all I had was my radio stuff.
I thought you were going to say low life. Don't put yourself down here.
When I came up for varsity at Wits, I kind of joined the campus radio station there, started DJing, and then everything just mushroomed into what it is today.
Amazing.
Met Naves, and then, we're out there on Mars going, how's Earth?
It's funny, like when you meet somebody and you get a synergy like that.
Yeah.
And where do you think that comes from? Your guys' synergy and your like mastery together, Naves. What is that?
I don't think we can. There's a way to explain it. We just we're just two guys that come from a similar background, and by God's will, we met, and today we're here.
It's and awesome. Respect goes a long way between us.
Musical soulmates, that's what it is.
Aww, that's so beautiful.
You say it's meant to be. You have the great synergy. It works together.
Yeah.
You know what he's thinking. You finish each other's sentences, I'm sure.
I can hear my friends already going, musical soulmate, for the rest of my life. So, yeah, I'm going to get it after this.
So, obviously with your love of radio and music and everything, how did you break into doing your own music? Actually, like taking the plunge and doing it.
I think it was just a natural progression. We'd done the radio stuff. We had the hit TV show as well. It was just a case of I'm so tired of playing other people's music, so it just became time to create our own. And also, we had guys that wanted to work with us. They were continually saying, "Dude, let's get into studio."
Yeah.
Like Georgia Vakin, like our very first single called Weekend. We got in, it worked, and then after that, we were just like, "Okay, clearly an album is going to follow."
And now we're here. And then I also wanted to ask you your reasons behind starting your own record company. I know these days things have changed somewhat in the music industry. How did that come about? Did you look at the sort of horizon of music and go, nah, I don't want to be signed with anybody out there. I'm going to do my own thing.
Not even. I think we got ourselves into a very unique position where we, on for your first album, to be able to partner with a major is unheard. Almost unheard of,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was very important for us just to be able to say, we've signed ourselves to our own record label, and this record label is the one that's going to partner with the big machine so that we can learn for them, one, and two, when we get to that stage, we can be able to push other artists through this machine that we've created, this
from
institution,
the get-go.
We've built. So I think that was the most important thing. But the first rule of it all is sign yourself to yourself,
because then you own all your stuff.
It's true.
That's a good mindset in terms of business.
Yeah.
Totally. And I think that's where people these days are more sassy and they're kind of more on it, because if you give your power away like that to those big corporations, like, it's not a good
idea.
Can
you imagine? Can I wear my own socks? No, you can't. Sorry.
I'm trying to see your socks now.
I've seen some of the contracts that make you sign as a new artist. A record label has no business in fashion, but they'll say, your image rights?
All mine.
Yes.
All mine.
And they do, and they tell you what to wear, and sometimes it ain't so hard.
Yeah.
Guys.
It'll be like, they'll be like, that Christmas spread going on, huh? You better sort that out.
Exactly.
They'll tell you very quickly, yeah.
But also the type of music, you know, you don't want to be dictated to, and if you, I mean, you guys have found your sound and you've got your groove, but you have a lot of elements in there.
Yes.
In your music, like, you've got some soul, some funk, some house, some, you've incorporated like so much stuff in there. Yeah. It's like a
chakalaka.
I hate to say it, your friends are going to laugh at you again, but it's like a potpourri.
That's why I try, you know, put chakalaka in your head. Keep our street cred?
It's like chakalaka, guys.
There we go.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. I think music is becoming a universal sound. Mm. You go anywhere in the world, you're able to listen to hip-hop, EDM, whatever you want to call it. But there's so many different genres of music that we believed if we could put an album together with all these different genres of music, we'd be able to appeal to so many different people.
Yeah.
And so far, I think we're on the right track.
And also, what do you think about the girls out there? There's a lot of hot girls, DJs, chicks who are really, really making a name for themselves. Awesome, awesome artists.
I think we need to see more. It's not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think the biggest problem is, I think a lot of the work ethic, a lot of people don't have the right work ethic to get into the industry and slave. I mean, it's not an easy industry to get into and just break into it. So a lot of hard work goes into it. And you just got to be able and willing to put in the hours and the time to do what you need to do.
Mm-mm. And I mean, with your sort of radio background and radio links and everything, that must have helped you. Because you're living music every day.
It helped me in the sense that I kind of knew what I needed to do once I dropped the single. So
I
was able to know that, okay, you need to sample your single to all the radio stations. You need to be able to, you know, you need to have a presence. It's no good just getting your song on radio. What next? What else are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you online? I mean, I remember back, 10 years ago, there was no Facebook or Twitter. There was no direct access to the consumer. And now as an artist, you have all of the internet is, I think the internet is an amazing thing.
But
you can cut out the middleman.
Sure, totally.
And go straight. Your fans now. Yeah.
But with that, you've got to be so careful you've just got to be careful with your branding and with everything.
Yeah.
You are youth specialists as well.
Yes.
And sort of strategists and what kind of stuff do you do?
It's just like, we realize that having been in that tertiary field for so long, and the youth space that we kind of cater for as DJs, we consider ourselves like, you know, somewhat experts like in that field in terms of their tastes, the trends, etc., etc. So we kind of do a lot of consultation work with a lot of corporates as well, like just in terms of developing strategies, like going forward. And sometimes that leads to us actually doing activation work.
Okay, cool. You know, like for different brands and stuff.
Brands, using obviously like our brands that we've created as well.
Amazing stuff. I mean, that's like a whole study on its own, you know, to be able to have such a strong brand that you can like incorporate it with others and stuff. It's the way of the future.
Definitely. And that's where everybody, like when you try and say to guys, education is important. They just like, education is important. You're nothing without education.
But that's, you know, it's funny, like you say that and I can see you're still hungry to learn. I know within the greater entertainment industry, there are so many people who get to a point, whatever it is, and they kind of think they know it all and they've done it all and they're just like in their moment. But you can always learn more.
Definitely.
And you can always upskill, you can learn like new stuff,
Definitely, man. We're learning every day. You learn something new. I'm planning on going back to school as well again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Definitely. What do you want to do?
I studied a marketing. Mm-hmm. I've got a marketing degree. He has an accounting degree. I want to go into sports management. I think in the next 15-20 years, it's a field I'd really like to get into.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
And I think like the coolest thing as well is like with each step of success, like that we kind of get to, we meet, you know, more impressive people, like more powerful people that want to share their invaluable knowledge with you. So you just keep like finally like just climbing just to learn more and more like the whole way, like okay, cool,
in the
let
network.
Me get this and open it, you know, get on that rung, find that out, get on that rung,
it's
find
true,
that out.
It's
hey?
So cool. That's true. Yeah. And it's so valuable, and also to be unselfish like you guys are to impart your knowledge to the youth and help that. It's incredible
very
stuff.
Big thing for us.
Awesome stuff, Nikita.
It sounds like world domination.
It doesn't tell you. They are, watch out, hey. Are your faces going to be on any like political posters or anything, or is that, do you like staying away from that
behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes, giving them some good music and there some good parties, I think.
There we go.
So then just wanted to talk about your Kings of the Weekend. So that was a big thing for 2015.
Yes. Yep.
And you had numerous nominations. So what is in store for 2016 now?
Phew, 2016. Well, one is that the strategy for 2016 has kind of been, she's thrown up in the air all over again, because we didn't expect all the nominations that we got for MMA 15. So now we're on that strategy, like trying to actually win as many of those awards that we've been nominated for as possible. I mean, it's best duo, it's best music video.
Like everything.
Song of the year.
You know what I would say? So, like, don't even sit down between, like, you know, the categories. Like, just don't sit down. I'm thinking you're just going to stand on the side of the stage. Yeah. Thank you.
Just come. Every time you come out, you do know you do a bow, do another thing, do a little
get
twirl.
Get say thank you. Can we do the next four now so we don't need to do up and down? You can go sit down.
Or like just get one and then say, can you just post the rest?
We out.
Just take your arm out and just wipe it off the stage. You know, all those awards. Clink, 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 and that's it.
Peace so that's out. It really for us, you know. Plus also the TV shows coming back, you know, season 3 of that, ones and twos. And then, you know, pushing the rest of the album. Plus, we've got a big eventing side, like big plans for this year. Like, mm-hmm. obviously incorporating the success of the music as well, like into that. And then, yeah, we're hoping that from that, our CSI side can kind of grow a bit as well. Because
awesome.
We're very passionate about giving back to
cool.
the young people.
What kind of kids are you working with? What kind of stuff are you doing? More on the music side of things, or
no? I think it's in general, man. We do our events. Some of our events we do in Soweto. It's sad to kind of see guys who go to bed with no food or don't have clothes in the winter.
It's a very real thing.
It's a very real thing. So we try and support kids to make sure they have clothes on their back. They have something to eat before they go to bed, you know? Mm-hmm. And take it from them. And we're trying to build. There are some other things in the pipeline in other provinces that we started working on to try and develop musically, to try and develop just the industry, the entertainment industry in itself. Mm-hmm. So we're still working on those plans.
I don't know where you find the time for all of that stuff, but it's very admirable.
I'm single.
I was going to actually, I was thinking, can I ask you, but you're single, because you don't have space or time.
Yeah, I gave all up for the cause.
You did.
Aluta continua.
Totally. But amazing. I hope you guys just have a brilliant 2016 too. And have you got any live tours or anything happening this year as well? Have you got anything planned?
Definitely. We go on tour in the summer, September. Uh-huh. September and October, for those 2 months, we're out on the streets on tour. And in April, we've also got something coming up there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting times.
Cool. Plus our annual overseas pilgrimages. Like,
oh, do you? I'm glad you do that.
Yeah, no, you need to.
You got
to
get away, man. Where
are
you going?
Vegas, we're coming back.
If
Miami,
you tell people
coming,
where you're
Croatia,
going,
we're coming.
People are
going
to follow you.
Won't tell them when.
Okay.
Is that the ploy?
That's the trick. Like, you're just like, oh, having such a great time in Santa, and then voila, ooh, the strip is great tonight.
They're like, hang on.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
You can go check out J-Lo.
There we go.
In Vegas. Yeah, baby.
Trying to keep the street cred here. Okay, guys, so where can we follow you on social media as well?
At DJ Naves on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.
At Spectacular on the same media that he said. Just watch out for Snapchat after 2 a.m. I am not responsible. Yes, I am, but I'm not.
So that's just the disclaimer, just putting it out there.
Yeah. And check out the video, man. Like, of the song, it's on YouTube. It's doing well. I think over 160,000 views as of today.
Yep.
So that's
that looked like good fun, I must say.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. Thank you so much for coming to studio.
Thank
and
you
we'll
for
keep.
Us.
I know. We'll actually keep an eye out for the Snapchats.
Yeah, now that you've said that. Totally. Thanks so much, guys.
Have a great weekend.
And that is Kings of the Weekend with Spare and Nave. They are just in studio now. Welcome back to The Buzz. It's Nikita and Helen.
Yo, yo, yo.
So we're moving back to the theatre now.
To the theatre, darling. Let's go to the theatre.
Let's go to the theatre.
The theatre. But kind of different kind of theatre. More kind of wet theatre.
A little bit of a splish splash.
But absolutely incredible show, Singing in the Rain. Singing in the Rain is on at the Monty Theatre, at the Teatro Theatre, should I say. And we're very, very honoured to have in the studio with us the man of the moment, Mr. Don Lockwood himself. Welcome to Cliff Central.
Thank you so much for having me.
Put on the accent for us.
It's just my normal American accent. That's all
but
it is,
it's so
really.
Hot. No, it's got this like old movie like yes. thing. It's just incredible.
Well, Helen, thank you so much for having me here.
Don's here, guys. Oh, my God. But what a role, man. What a role to have.
Yeah, it's a great part.
How, obviously, you auditioned, blah, blah, blah. But is there any like fabulous story around getting the role when they told you?
Oh my
Tell
gosh! No,
that.
I mean nothing really amazing, but I mean, yeah, it was a grueling rehearsal process because I mean this kind of character he needs to be able to act and sing, but not just act and sing, dance in tap sort of ballet and jazz. So it's a really an all-compassing kind of part in terms of all of the facets of musical theater. So I mean the rehearsal process was really grueling. I mean there were like four different dance pieces we had to learn and then perform, you know, learn the morning, perform
for
in the afternoon
audition,
for the audition, and then scene work and singing.
Gosh.
And it was just like, it was 2 days of absolute.
I felt bad for the people who didn't get it. Should we call them?
Yeah, exactly.
But, and then you guys have been touring the world pretty much. I mean, I don't know how many people knew that they've been to like five countries.
We went to, New Zealand, the Philippines, China, or Hong Kong, and Singapore.
Amazing.
Was the places that we went. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I wanted to ask you that Singing in the Rain is an iconic film, iconic show. It's everybody kind of knows it, you know, somehow.
Yeah.
Generations.
It's a global consciousness thing. Like everybody knows it's in their consciousness.
Totally.
Yeah.
And even in those other countries. I mean.
Yeah. It's so bizarre. I mean, like everybody knows the number. Everybody knows the singing, you know, Singing in the Rain or Good Morning. I mean, like it's, and weirdly enough, a lot of people don't know it came from the musical. People that are younger or haven't maybe watched the movie, but they know the number. I mean, everyone knows Good Morning. You know what I'm saying? It's like oh, it's just one of those songs
you
that you kind of
know.
Good morning.
He's going to steal your role.
He
man.
Is too, I know.
He's gonna
I'm real worried.
I'm just going to start throwing some water on him to see how he does. And then back from there.
But yeah, I mean, they do have a connection to the piece. I mean, and they know the numbers and everything. Like, they know the songs and stuff like that. So yeah, it was great to sort of see different cultures react to
Reacting to it and kind of getting it. And it is... It's such an you haven't seen it, Nikita.
No,
you
have. I haven't. I'd love to see it. You know, I've been a fan of the movie. I grew up actually watching it, and obviously when I saw that it's coming here, well, it's here at the Teatro, and I was like, I have to see this in the flesh. I have to.
Yeah, it is. I took my little boy just to show the timelessness of it as well. Like you say, he was on the edge of his seat. He absolutely like loved every aspect of it.
I think that's
just
the incredible. Yeah, that's the wonderful thing about this piece is that it's not. I mean, yeah, I mean you can sort of argue whether it's relevant now or not relevant now, but at the end of the day, it's literally about pure joy and having fun and entertainment,
escapism.
Yeah,
totes.
Escapism. Yeah,
totally.
That's what it's about.
You the person who plays opposite you, your
my leading lady,
Debbie Reynolds.
Oh yes.
Is Bethany Dixon, and you've got such amazing chemistry, the two of you together. A beautiful, beautiful chemistry.
Oh, thank you very much. The thing that helps is that I've known Bethany for a while. We haven't worked a lot together, but
and you like her.
I really like her. I mean, she's a fair person. So I mean, we do get along really, really well. And it kind of helps.
Did you know that Gene Kelly didn't like
apparently
Debbie Reynolds.
I heard about this. Yeah. I heard that he doesn't really mad about her taking that role, that she wasn't really his first choice.
He had other thoughts, you know.
And that she wasn't as good at, she wasn't a good enough dancer in his eyes and stuff like that, and she almost killed herself.
She was crying, her feet were bleeding. But apparently Fred Astaire was in the studio and he found Reynolds crying under the piano.
Oh my word.
This is what they
it
say, the story.
Very dramatic as well.
Yeah.
And
hearing what had happened and the fact that Kelly was really, really horrible to her for her lack of experience, Fred Astaire stepped in and helped.
I did hear about this and he trained her a little. He trained
pretty
her up to.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, Bethany just encompasses that role so beautifully, and she literally is Demi Reynolds on stage. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, totally.
And
that in itself, the styling of the show and playing that, because like you say, I mean, it's tap and ballet and this and singing and, but there's also in a musical like this, there's a style. It's so stylized, that you can't. You've got to have that in mind too.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it takes place in the 1930s, and there's a different. People were different. They held themselves differently. They spoke in a different sort of way, tone with each other, and especially being in the movie and being in the eyes of the public. They also had a certain air of grandeur about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so there is that sort of. It's a period piece at the end of the day. So a lot of that comes into it too. And it was very hard. I must be honest. I'm the kind of actor that I am. I'm a more sort of sincere, like I like to be really close and intimate with people in terms of our connection on stage.
Yeah.
So it was a bit more difficult for me to sort of become this grand, bigger than life movie star, which is completely a different. No, but I mean, like, you
Being
know, he's
so
the kind
modest,
of person
yeah.
that walks in and just sort of takes the room and really just is out there, speaks to the room and not to individual people.
Yes.
So for me, that was a really good challenge for me because I think it's helped me in so many ways become a little more confident, which is great. That's,
yeah. He's so funny. And then the rain. We obviously have to talk about the rain. And you have to go and see the spectacle of it raining inside is just something to behold.
Yeah.
But it doesn't just rain. It freaking buckets
pours.
Down.
It pours.
What?
I know.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, is that on opening night? I was going, maybe there was a mistake. Maybe there was a problem that there was that volume of water coming down. I mean,
when they decided to... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
When they were going to do this piece, I think originally when they decided to do it in Chichester, that was one of the things that they thought, I think, that they were going to... This was going to be the spectacle of the show because it's not a very big spectacle of a show. They aren't huge... like there isn't a helicopter that flies down in the middle of the end of Act 1 or whatever, but... The show is literally about the performances and the choreography and the actors. And I think, but having said that, the rain was the one thing that they didn't hold back on.
Yes, totally.
I mean,
you're like drenched from head
completely.
To toe.
I mean,
how did they protect the microphones?
Well,
I want to know that.
It's the waterproof microphones.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean.
I feel like an idiot.
No.
You have to ask these questions.
No, because
people do. They sit there
you
and be
do
like,
get,
are they performing? How is this working?
Yes.
Because.
Did they take
you
it
know,
off at that? Are you miming for that number? That,
yes.
You know,
yeah,
people
I mean, people
think.
Definitely ask that a question. But no, not at all. I mean, that they do make waterproof capsules and. The actual packs are glad wrapped
and
into
then
a coma.
That's that suit done for that performance.
That's yes, completely
done.
Yes. Yeah,
I should just go off stage and be like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Dry cleaning.
And then you have to redo yourself. Yourself
completely, because you know everything comes off, and then it's we you know 20 minutes into interval, I'm trying to catch my breath after a grueling act one, and then trying to make myself presentable to go back on stage again. Yeah,
and the choreography in the number. Mm. Very, very similar to the film.
Yes.
Is it identical?
It's not identical. I mean, it's a little bit more... The guy who originated the role in Chichester was Adam Cooper, who everyone knows him from Matthew Bourne Swan Lake. He was a soloist in the Royal Ballet.
Okay.
So he was a ballet dancer who was a brilliant tap dancer. And he originated this particular production, that role of Don Lockwood. So being a ballet dancer, a lot of the choreography is kind of choreographed on him.
Okay.
So a lot of the choreography in the number is slightly more balletic.
Yes.
There are key moments that just had to be put in there as a salute to
the pavement and
the pavement.
Totally.
And there's
the
one
post.
Particular moment where there's a lot of shuffling in the one section in the middle, which is that little section is identical.
Yes.
And it's just because of there's certain moments you kind of get away from, and people are going to be looking for it, and you want it to be in the same style, and you need to take to tip your hat at the brilliance of what the movie was.
Yeah. And I mean, the South African cast, unbelievable.
Yeah, they're all
unbelievable talent on that stage.
Yeah.
Every single one of you.
They've all worked so hard to get to where they are. I mean, it was a grueling rehearsal process. So, I mean, it was 6 weeks. I mean, myself, Bethany, and Stephen, who played the trio, we had a week of rehearsal before them, because there's just so much choreography to get through.
Mm-mm.
That in a normal process there wouldn't be time. So there was we rehearsed for 7 weeks, they for 6 weeks, and really they just stepped up to the mark. It was it's unbelievable. They're incredibly, they're just absolutely incredible. That's all I can say.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So then now, obviously, with this busyness that's going on at the theater, how you guys actually take a day off? Do you guys chill? How do you actually...
Monday.
You know,
Monday.
No, just
yeah.
Set your...
Mondays are our day off, because that's usually a dark day in the theater. You just sort of... I mean, for this kind of role, there's just so much activity. You kind of just want to do as little as possible. Or try and, you know, you end up inevitably trying to catch up on errands and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, you just try and relax as much as possible.
And rest those feet.
Put those rest. Oh my gosh.
It's my thighs more than my quads. Quads more than anything else.
I've got one more. Did you know?
Yes, please.
Did you know? I'm like a little chappy paper.
Yeah. Your Wikipedia.
Did you know that the original song was actually supposed to have been sung by Reynolds?
Singing in the Rain? No ways.
That's what it says. In an early draft of the script.
Right.
That's what they said.
It could have made sense. That's quite cool. That's
crazy. Thank God that
everything works out for a reason.
Well, he's thinking about his quads now. He's like, actually,
maybe she should have sung that number.
And you know what's cool, Nikita? In the front three rows, I think, or four rows,
the splash zone
are called the splash zone.
Okay, because I'll remember that when I book tickets.
You actually have to go. But the funny thing is, all the three front rows get these really cute ponchos. Like, do they always give them?
Okay.
To them.
So they are aware of it.
So they get these poncho things. They look very funny, I must say. I had a good giggle about that. But Mr. Lockwood, here on my left, does not hold back. Do you do it on purpose? Do you purposely kick as much water on those people as you can? Because it certainly looks that way.
The choreography is the way it's choreographed. And if people get splashed, people get splashed, you know?
Check that little naughty glint.
Yeah, it's part of the job.
It's part of the job. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, look, at this choreographed that way, and it's a lot of fun to try and get splash as far into the crowd as what you can.
You want to try and get past row three. Yeah?
Exactly.
You want to get to, like,
I try my hardest.
You see, you should have like an evening bit before you go onto the stage. Yeah. Be like, okay, today I'm going to aim for that.
Yeah. Let's go for row H
exactly.
today.
Yeah, yeah. But it's really funny, because I mean, halfway through, when the build up to the number and you start hearing the lightning or what have you, then you hear people sort of scrambling for their ponchos and putting it on and just rustle in the front three rows.
That's it. This is it.
Yeah.
They're almost like, oh crap, now it is wet.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's the show that makes you wet. Yes,
exactly.
Indeed. So Singing in the Rain is on until 13th March at the Teatro.
Right, yes.
And I seriously, I know people say, oh, you've got to see it. You've got to see it. Duncan, you've got to see it. And all of you as well.
And we'll be singing along. I know I'll be singing along.
You have to. I mean, that was the best thing about having just come from Cape Town now. And, you know, you can see the first sort of few rows. And you just see everybody mouthing along to the words, singing on the top, or not even mouthing, singing on the top of their lungs, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so wonderful to perform a piece like that when you know everyone's just with you the whole time.
Yes.
They're just having a ball.
And they're just wearing it. But especially after seeing the movie, and you kind of wonder how they're going to translate it onto the stage.
Of course.
Anyway,
yeah.
So everyone's already on the edge of their seat because they want to know.
Yeah.
And then they just stay there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Through the whole show.
From the beginning, it's amazing. Yeah.
Amazing. So you can get your tickets for that on...
CompuTickets.
Yeah. And do that thing. Amazing. Enjoy the rest of your run.
Thank you so much.
And then it's over. You're going to be so sad.
I know. It's going to be terribly sad.
It's horrible being an actor.
You commit so much to it and you put your whole life into it at that time and then it's over.
And then
you have
to say goodbye to the character again.
I know. Say goodbye to the water. Say goodbye to the rain. Say goodbye to the character.
I know.
It's okay. Just don't do it in the shower. I think it could be a bit dangerous.
Singing in the shower. Yeah. That's
incredible.
The next musical we're going to write is Singing in the Shower. It rains, there's water the whole time. And a loofah.
Exactly.
Let's leave it there, shall we? Thank you so much, Grant, for coming in.
Thank
and
you.
Enjoy the rest of the run.
Thank you.
I'm going to come again.
You have to. Yep. Awesome. Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Peter Turin presents the glorious musical comedy Singing in the Rain. Direct from a sellout London West End season, this five-star production will leave you with a song in your heart and a smile on your face, with spectacular dancing and raining live on stage. Singing in the Rain showers you with everything you could wish for in a hit musical. Now on at Monte Cassino, only until March 13. Singing in the Rain. Book now.
CliffCentral.com.
No place for you.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Hey, Nikita and Helen, a big hi to you in the buzz. I'm in New York. Had a fabulous time watching The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. He was amazing. I love the set. The vibe was fantastic. The weather is absolutely freezing here. I mean, I cannot tell you how cold it is. And a major snowstorm, which all the weather people are calling a Snowmageddon because it's going to be the mother of all snowstorms hitting the east coast of America, is on its way. And I'm really worried because I have the JMB Met next week and I hope I get back in time. I'm so worried. Celine Dion greeted hundreds of mourners at Rene Angelil's funeral in Montreal. Her husband Rene and her brother Daniel died last week, both from cancer. Kristen Cavallari is recovering from a car accident. She was hit by another driver in Chicago and was discharged from the hospital. Last month, her brother Michael was found dead in Utah after going missing for several days. 2 years after they called it off, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are engaged again. She's been showing off that ring of hers in plenty of Instagram selfies. And stars from Justin Bieber to Ryan Seacrest were spotted at J-Lo's opening night in Las Vegas. Jennifer Lopez's sold-out show at Planet Hollywood featured stars such as Ja Rule, Ne-Yo, and Pitbull. And that's what's happening here in Hollywood. I'm Jen Su for The Buzz. And now back to you, Nikita and Helen.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
So jealous.
I'm so jealous.
I feel like crying,
can you
actually.
See, I'm turning green here.
Yeah, totally. Okay, what's wrong? Are you okay there?
Besides the snow, okay, I'm not jealous about that.
And no, I am.
And if Jen can't make it to JMB Met, you know, we're here.
We'll manage. If she gets snowed under, snowed. But yeah, she's a lucky girl.
I know. It sounds amazing to go watch Trevor Noah there and to be in the big
Apple. Well, I did that as well.
I know. And I'm like the only one here. I'm sitting like, no, I'm not there. Okay.
Incredible. But Jen will be back back in town. I don't know when she'll be back.
Well,
on
hopefully
the bus.
She isn't back. Yeah, let's see. Hopefully she's back in town soon. And that the Snowmageddon doesn't get her. So.
Doesn't get her.
It's so coming. We just want to waken up from that. Still a big yawn here.
Busy,
so we're going to welcome back to studio Tumi Khladi. So he's a Buzz favorite. He's been here a few times. Welcome back to studio.
Hey, it's awesome to be back. Yeah, I know the yawning's because I've been working for days. Like I haven't been sleeping. Yeah,
haven't been sleeping. Oh, yeah. So what have you been up to? In studio?
Been in studio, and then I don't know if we're gonna talk about it now, but my music video. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
You know, been shooting that and just preparing new singles for the year. Really coming in hard with 2016.
It is quite back to back for you, because I mean, when did you UNCH was. Only like June or something.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like yesterday.
Yeah, and it's you know, as an independent artist, it's really hard for us because, you know, we don't have a label, you know, paying for us. So I pretty much had
that's
to
a good thing.
Yeah.
Spare
yeah.
Ends and Naves were saying that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So you're in control. You mean control your empire. I think that's how I see it. You're building
true.
That empire. So at the end of the day, you reap the rewards.
Yeah, so pretty much like with that being said, I did like, I think 140 gigs for 2015.
Sure.
Just trying to
did
save
you?
Up for my music video. And
amazing.
Like, you know, I'm obviously, I think so far for the last few years, I think I'm going to be the first, you know, independent artist with a high budget music video. So it's going to be really cool entering the music
You have yet to shoot this?
No, we've shot it. Yeah.
Oh, you shot it?
Sunday. Yeah, we shot it on Sunday. So,
that's
yeah.
an awesome way to start 2016.
Right? Like,
but then all the planning, you must have been so busy with all the planning.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was exciting. At the same time, I'm still planning for another music video, you know, like, and I'm featured in a couple of songs, like two songs that I'm featured in, and we're doing two music videos for that as well. So
Is that a collab? Thing you've done. Can you tell us?
It's a feature. So there's a song by a guy called DJ Cena, and it's called I Could Get Used To. It's featuring myself and this artist called Santi, shooting a music video for that. Then my second single we're playing today, it's called Faga the Refill.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do the music video for that. So it's like this year, and the other feature I'm on, it's called Get Down by Lil Krunk. We're doing a video for that. So 2016 is pretty
the
much
the year of the video.
Yeah, it's the year of the videos, because I didn't have a face to my music last year. Like my music played in all the clubs, like every club I went to, I'm just hearing my music.
Really?
People will jump to my music in front of me, be like, oh my god, I love this song.
And
they'll
like,
be like, Timmy, don't you love this song?
Because
I'm chilling, I'm chilling listening to it. And they're like, Timmy, I love this song, why aren't you jumping? I'm like,
it's my song.
This is my song. They're like, what, you made this song? Like, you know what I mean? So it was
that
hectic,
so
I had
awkward.
To put a face to my music.
So
now,
when
yeah.
that actually happens, what runs through your mind when you have your songs and people are going crazy, they're losing their minds over it? How does that, you know, how do you react
to it? It's really dope because then I know people not being fake about it. Because usually like when an artist that's known is in the club and then they play the artist's like, song. And then they'll only jump to the song because the artist is here. They want to be like, yeah, you know, I'm supporting you. But with me, it's like, it's not a fake thing in the club because they don't know it's me. Because I haven't put a face to it. They haven't seen a music video. So when they jump in there, I know it's real. And I'm like, wow, people really love my music. So the next time now when the music videos are out and people are jumping the club, they know it's
then
me.
Then they'll know the face.
I know it's real. Yeah, but I also know as a brand, I know that they love my music. It's not a thing of, oh no, I'm just trying to get the celebrity to let me be friends with them. You know what I mean? Yeah, sucking up pretty much.
It's hard work, hey?
It's hard work, especially being independent. And you have to be very patient.
You seem to know who you are. You seem to know like your vibe and sort of the route that you want to take and the style that you want to take.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, I'm literally, especially with this music video, guys, you have no idea what this music video is going to do. Like, you know, with the right push, especially as an independent artist, this music video could actually change the whole perception of entertainment in Africa.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? Like,
when are we going to see it, though?
As soon as Carl White, I don't know if you guys know Carl White.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, how about working with Carl White?
That dude, we have the same energy. Our personalities just work together.
So they're going to edit it together.
He's been editing all week and stuff. So hopefully he's done by, you know, maybe next week, Monday or Wednesday, later.
You're going to tell us,
he's
right?
Just taking his time. Yeah, definitely. He's taking his time because I was like, how long does it take you to finish a video? He's like, no, it usually takes a week, whatever. So after the shoot, I was like, yo, you're going to take a week, right? Because I'm so excited. He's like, to me, listen, can you relax? I need to take my time with this video. He is so excited, and it really means a lot when a director is so into your music video, because a lot of directors are just like, they just shoot the music video, they don't really even like the song.
So whose concept was it? Yours?
Yeah, it was my concept.
Oh
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so
man, now I want to know.
Yeah, and
you're
I really
not gonna
think,
tell us any like clues.
There's pictures.
What's
on
different?
Instagram.
Oh really?
What's really different about it is not the storyline, it's the entertainment factor. You never see a new artist come out with a lot of energy these days in music videos. A lot of directors tell me that newcomers struggle with the camera, and the directors really have to help him. And what Kyle, if you guys ever interview him, you can ask him, like, what Kyle liked about me is that he never had trouble with me working with
the camera.
You're
a natural.
You know what I mean? So he... and also the dance element of it, I'm the first to do it in the continent. I think my only competition right now, now we're looking at it like this, is P Squared. So I'm literally competing against them. This music video, we're literally going for like a music video nomination for best dance video and best music video. So that it's on that kind of tip. We literally filmed it like it's a movie.
Okay.
And there's so many elements, and I just really hope that if even internationally it can sell, you know what I mean? So it's like, I know it's gonna sell so crazy in South Africa, and everyone's gonna be like, wow, an artist like this exists and he's independent. It's really gonna do things, especially knowing that this artist is independent, the videos and that kind of quality.
I
think it's really gonna inspire a lot of children and people to really take it upon themselves to make things happen, because people always make excuses with me. There's no excuses
and anymore. If you're gonna do something, do it properly. Like instead of doing like a low budget like club music video,
now you're rushing, rushing because you're just trying to, you know. Now with this, people can see, people respecting me more because they saw that, wow, didn't he release the song in June? He took it upon himself to save the money on his own, and as much as it took so long, it's going to be worth it. And when they see the quality, it's not going to be a thing of, oh, he made us wait since June for this nonsense. Like, I made sure with Kyle, I said, dude, like, we need to make sure this is a movie. And he said, this is probably going to be his best work so far, so he's very excited for it himself, you know what I mean?
Incredible. And then the songs, you write your own stuff as well?
Yeah, and then it's obviously my producer, his name is Must Be Dubs. Like, I only use one producer. I'm like, yo dude, me and you, we're gonna work together all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets me, man. Yeah.
And cool. Then how is your new single different from You Ain't Shit? Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
I remember we went in depth about it. We loved it. So what is the difference?
Yeah, so
with
Fugger the Refill, you know what happened actually is that with You Ain't Shit, people now just wanted more from me. So I was like, no, I need you guys to focus on You Ain't Shit. You need to, you know, really let it sink in, because you know, you have to brainwash people to make it their favorite song. You have to play it over and over and over and over and over. And then people were just begging. They were like, yo, dude, please, I just want a second song to put on my playlist straight off the year and shit. And then I was sitting with the guys featured in a song called Alpha, and we were like thinking, man, people want more music. We need to Fugger the Reefer. And then he's like, yeah, dude, let's do that. Let's call it Fugger the Reefer. Let's make, you know what I mean? And then we came with our friend Santi that's featured on the song as well. And he came through and he's like, yo, guys, I want to jump on the track. And we're like, hey, let's give people, let's Fugger the Reefer with more
that's
music.
So cool.
You know, as much as it's a party song, yeah, we're drinking, we're taking shots, what. But the idea behind it was because we want to give people some more music. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's even an aviation group for the music video that's thinking they might want to use it as a campaign to refill their gases. You know, those jets with the jets and stuff like that. So,
that's so funny.
I'm even trying to get these guys, obviously not confirmed, but, you know, I hope everyone can pray for me that, you know, we can get this private jet company to sponsor the music video. We can shoot on a jet.
That's cool.
That's the whole thing. It would be the premise for the music video. You know how cool that would be.
So, yeah, that's awesome. Pretty much the concept behind Fugger the Reefer is just to give people more music. And then, obviously, straight off the Fugger the Reefer, then, you know, DJs came and they were like, yo, we want you to feature on our track. So, I'm pretty much doing features, and I don't want to do a lot of singles until the music videos are out.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people to get lost in my music.
And I mean, they can get those on iTunes.
Yeah, with Fugger the Reefer, I'm still going to go on iTunes, but you ain't shit on iTunes. For now, I just want to give people free music.
Yeah.
And then later on, when I see, okay, people have gotten enough of the free music, I put it on iTunes for people with iPhones.
That's
so
cool.
They can buy it and stuff like that.
And then what about your live stuff? Because I see you've done a lot of live appearances and gigs and stuff. Is it like a whole... do you dance and do you do a whole like kind of show, or are you?
You see, now being an independent artist, obviously I have to have budget for dances. I don't like to. There's dancers that will do it for me for free, but I don't believe in that because I was a dancer and I hated it when artists would be like, oh no, Tumi, please, can you choreograph my show for this? Oh, Tumi, can you choreograph idols for free? All that stuff. And I was like, nah, guys, you need to pay me. So I don't want to be a hypocrite and then go to my
but
dance.
But do you dance?
Yeah. No, I'll perform the crap out of that show. Like, you know what I mean? Do backflips, do crazy stuff. And it always motivates me more. The people at my shows motivate me more to carry on doing what I do. And they always remind me that I'm the only artist in the industry that does it, and eventually it'll come out with you and shit. I get so shocked. It's like you and shit gets newer every performance.
Yeah.
So it's like I remember I've been performing at the one club Taboo so many times, but every time I perform the song, it's as if it's a new song. So I'm like confused. I'm like, man, I thought people would be like, okay, dude, you've been performing.
That's
this
a good song then.
You know what I mean? I'm so grateful that it's a good song, and I want it to be one of those songs that can last for a long time. Even with the music video being out, and people will just carry on playing it and stuff. Yeah,
that's cool, man.
Yeah. So with the performances, I just want to start getting on those stadium shows and festivals and stuff like that. You know, you have to be really connected for that.
Have you got a set that you do? Have you like got?
Yeah, it depends on the show. If it's a festival performance, if it's a club performance, it has to differ. You can't do a festival performance at a club because people's attention spans hectic because they just come in there to club. So when you come there, boom boom, quick performance, then they go crazy and then they want to know more about you. Whereas festival, now you have to have a real dope set. But when I do have the budget and, you know, things are really popping off even more money wise, I'm gonna have dancers. I literally wanna make like Chris Brown look so bad. I'm serious, like, and I want people, and I'm doing it in my own way. So not saying people are probably thinking, oh, is he gonna dance like Chris Brown or like Usher? I'm gonna do it in my own way and in a new way that people are like, wow. And you'll see it in the music video. You'll be like, wow, okay, this dude is doing it in his own way that can be better than Chris Brown. And like, I just need to obviously get people used to it, because Chris Brown can dance crap and people will still say he looks good. You know what I mean?
It's all about timing.
Yeah, it's all about timing.
What is your background?
With my dancing,
you've done everything, hey?
Yeah, you know, I tried the whole salsa, Latin, contemporary, you know what I mean? But I obviously focused a lot on the hip-hop dancing and stuff. And I just believe that me dancing in the past, because I was always music first before dancing, and I didn't have the support, obviously. So getting to dance, I had a mentor. He taught me how. And I think that was just all preparation for me to be a musician, because dancing helped me to already know how to perform for the camera, how to work with the camera, how to be an artist, you know. So it's like the Mickey Mouse clubs with the Justin Timberlakes and the
Britney and Christina.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that. They all did dance classes in the Mickey Mouse house. So I think I just went through that journey they went through, and Chris Brown as well. He went through dance classes and stuff. So
that's good.
I think I'm just following their path pretty much. Yeah.
Hey, I did a dance class today.
You gotta know.
Totally.
You see, it helps.
There's nothing wrong with going back to the stomping ground and starting from the bottom.
It is, hey.
Just
Getting
yeah, it's the arts. You need to be able to entertain.
If it's
people.
In your blood, it's in your blood, man.
It's in your blood.
You're man. So passionate. I love speaking to you. You're,
thank you so
I
much.
I can't wait to see this music video.
Yeah, yeah, I can't.
I'm like so give me Carl's number. I'm gonna phone him myself.
Guys, you need to see the message. Like, you need to see the message he sent me. He sends me a message. So it's like one word, and he just says, "You are going to pass the out." When you see this. And I'm just so excited. I don't know if you guys can see my, you know, on my Instagram, you'll see some screenshots.
What are, give us your deets, how we can get in touch with you and stuff.
Yeah, so check out my Instagram. It's TumiTlady, TumiTladi. That's pretty much for all my social media. And then Facebook is TumiTrentClady. So TRENT, that's my middle name. And you can pretty much just see all my content. But Instagram, I'm crazy on Instagram. So follow me on Instagram and you'll see pretty much everything. You'll see a young screenshot, Blaze and Gigi LeMain did a cameo on my music video.
They were just in studio.
I love Gigi.
Yeah,
yeah,
Gigi was here last week.
I love her.
Yeah, so she
her.
Also dressed like, she's I don't know fierce. If she's done it before, but she dressed on some other sexy like outfit. Yeah, I was like, is this you, Gigi? Like, is this you for this? She's like, Timmy, this is 2016. I'm going in hard now. So she's like, I think this is her first appearance doing amazing. Something different also.
So we're going to look out for those the music videos first up. And then definitely. This song is going to fly for a while. And then, are,
yeah,
like, and then we're gonna get some more from you.
Yeah, so it's pretty much I'm just trying to like you know, with these two singles I really want just people to know who TumiTlady is, the face, because in the streets they know the name. But now they
now he's gonna hate it. He's gonna be like, why did I show them my face? You're gonna be all like famous.
I'm enjoying the privacy while it lasts.
Yeah, you should.
Like, I'm enjoying I go to the movies by myself, so
That's so funny. You better get ready for that Snowmageddon of
yeah, those man, fans, now when they know the faces and stuff like
they're
that.
Coming.
Yeah.
They're
no,
coming.
No, during the music video, like a lot of people, obviously, like there was a crowd. There was one scene we did and there was a crowd of people. And it was like, I think about, if you'll see in the photos, it was at least over 100 people at the music video shoot. And like so many people are coming for autographs and, you know, photos and stuff like that. And, you know,
Did you say no?
No, you get what I'm saying? And I couldn't understand why, as much as celebrities can do it for a long time, but this is your job. When you do it, you realize that this is your job. You owe it to these people
yeah,
to do
the,
that.
They're the reason why you're actually there in the first
My
place.
Cheeks were in pain. I was exhausted.
Oh,
I just performed. Yeah, from the smiling. I just performed. I could have had heat stroke because I was performing in the sun.
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, this is my job. Do me, you smile until you die.
You know what? That's a good attitude to have.
It
so
is.
To.
Thank you so much to me for coming and chatting to us again.
Nah,
and
thank you
come
so
back,
much
right?
Me,
yes. Next time
I'd
you've got stuff.
Yes, especially when the music video
yeah,
drops.
Yeah, check out the music
so
videos.
Better be sending us.
And then
it,
when
yeah.
you start collecting these awards for these music videos.
Definitely. I like, yo, I can't wait for that. I'll bring the award here.
You have to.
Yeah, I'll bring it to
studio. Okay, you know, we're holding it. You're holding it to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm glad that you guys are prepared and mentally prepared.
We're ready, baby. We're going to play your song, actually, in a little bit. I want to just tell you about something quickly, before we go.
Yeah.
And you actually, this is so cool. Do you know Bear Grylls, that television program?
Yeah,
Bear Grylls?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now he's got this new kind of thing. It's called Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Okay.
And this Tuesday at 8 p.m., it's on Discovery Channel. He's got Barack Obama.
I saw the promo
screen.
Oh, man.
Branding on fleek.
And they do stuff. They do stuff.
Can you imagine like going, you know, trying to act not cool, like sort of normal him.
Yeah.
Bear Grylls trying to act like in the wilderness, just being normal.
He's hanging out
with
Barack. Well, you know, I saw the one last week he had Stephen Fry on.
Oh,
do you know Stephen Fry?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stephen Fry was on and Stephen did everything. He abseiled down a waterfall. He did,
I love
and
adventure
he was
like
cool,
that.
Man.
Now, can you imagine the Secret Service there trying to say, okay, it's clear, you can jump into the water, there's nobody there.
Oh, man. One day I'll have a music video doing adventure stuff. Like, I want to skydive. In the music video, all that stuff. Yeah,
well, we I want to see that.
So right? We'll keep in tune with Tumi, see what Tumi's doing with his music. We'll tune into the latest entertainment news and also what's happening on TV, latest shows. And there's also a lot of new shows coming on Fox.
Yeah.
So I saw a lot of that happening at the press junket. So there's going to be, what's it? My Name is Malala. That's also coming up. So we'll be talking about that soon. And then, yeah, I think that's it for The Buzz this week. So
thanks for letting me hang out with y'all.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Tumi. Thank you, dogs.
So have a good weekend.
Awesome.
And then we'll see you next week. Helen,
well, I'm performing tomorrow at Taboo.
So is it?
The White Gold Party. So come through to Taboo tomorrow night. I'm performing.
And this is TumiTlady right now.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.